This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Congress facing deadlines on quite a to-do list. Joining us to discuss, Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Member Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Chris, Congress rolling up their sleeves dealing with the budget and the debt ceiling and these two spending bills.
Yeah, well, we've got kind of a seasonal traffic jam on Capitol Hill right now, Bill. So as we're talking on Wednesday, it is the next to the last day of the fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. There is not a new set of spending measures for the new fiscal year 2022, in place. So what they're going to have to do is pass legislation, sort of stopgap bills that will allow current spending to continue until they come up with actual appropriations bills for next year. That may actually be the easiest thing that they have to do. Layered on top of that, the debt ceiling is about to be reached. We're about to see the federal government run out of the ability to borrow more money sometime in October. And so they're going to have to pass something that extends the debt ceiling, which has been done many, many times in recent decades. And it's something that comes around, it seems, every few years. So layered on top of that is Democrats in Congress and some Republicans are trying to pass two major spending bills. One is about a $1 trillion physical infrastructure bill that has some bipartisan support, and the other is a much larger, about $3.5 trillion. We'll see if that's the final price tag, that focuses more on things like education and climate change mitigation and health care. And we don't know if there's enough support to pass that yet or what the final price tag will be. So all these things are sort of colliding right now as we speak on Capitol Hill, and the next few days we should hopefully know more.
We hear about stimulus for the dairy industry, and something that we haven't really talked a lot about is the new insurance coverage and the safety net that dairy producers may be facing down the road here once we get through these other things.
Right. So the other thing that will be happening this fall, although we don't have the exact time frame yet from USDA, is that there will be a sign-up window for coverage under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for calendar year 2022. Now, I know a lot of people use the program this year. This has been, for better or for worse, the year with the largest amount of payouts under the DMC. So far through July, the program has paid out just over $800 million, which represents about an average payment of over $40,000 for the typical farm that is enrolled in the program. Now, unfortunately, that's a reflection of the fact that, as we all know, margins so far this year have been relatively poor, and so the program has paid out more for those who have signed up at the highest coverage levels. And so the opportunity then will come for those who are not in the program to sign up to get covered in 2022. And you can also then, if you're currently covered, make any changes in your enrollment coverage. So that's something to look for here, Bill, as we get to the fall. Again, USDA has not announced when that enrollment window will open. It typically is in some point there in October and will run until right before the holiday season. But this program has proven to be very valuable. Unlike other things that Congress and the USDA have created for pandemic-related assistance, those are going to go away eventually, along with the coronavirus pandemic. But the Dairy Margin Coverage Program remains the primary financial safety net for our sector, and so that's something that farmers certainly want to look at here, and they will have that opportunity later in the fall.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Member Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.